Hey tribe, and welcome back to the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. This is episode number 30. I'm your host Mandy, and I'm here to help you live an empowered life. As much as we all love to believe that we are true to ourselves and are proud individualists making our way through life, none of us walk this path without looking around. And comparing ourselves to others is a big part of human nature, and it has its benefits and place. However, when we use it wrong, as most of us usually do, then it can become a source of severe unhappiness, and it can send us chasing after things we don't really even care about, and it can send us down such a negative spiral that we stop making progress altogether. Today's episode is about why we compare ourselves in the first place and when it is downright useless and damaging, and I'll also share when it is beneficial and how you can use it to work for you. So get yourself nice and comfortable and let's get right into it. Now, why do we compare ourselves to others in the first place? Well, we are social beings living in very large communities, so it is a vital tool to measure whether we are behaving appropriately in order to not be cast out. So the more we align ourselves with those around us, the more likely we will be accepted and respected as a worthy part of that community. And I know it's not really necessary for our individual survival to fit in nowadays. I mean, we don't need protection of our tribe against wild animals anymore, or we don't depend on each other for sharing food. So we could survive and even thrive in a solitary setting. Still, most of us want to be included in some kind of group and also want to feel worthy of existing within that group. Also, and this is really important, we are wired to seek expansion and growth constantly. So, some people obviously to a lesser degree, but we all have that need within us. And when we compare ourselves to others, that gives us a good indication of how we are doing. It shows us the acceptable average and also the benchmark for excellence that we can work toward. Now, like I said in the beginning, comparison has its place and it can be really beneficial when it is used right. And we'll get to that part in a bit. For now, let's look at when comparing yourself to others can be very damaging to your well-being and self-esteem, and why at times, quite frankly, it's just completely useless. Number one, and this is the most important one. Don't compare yourself to others when there's nothing you can do about it, okay? Some things are just out of our control, and focusing on those things is the most disempowering thing you can do. So a simple, very simple example of that would be if someone is taller than you and therefore has it easier in certain sports or just looks better in certain clothes. Or on a more serious level, if you have a certain disease, maybe it's something genetic that is entirely out of your control, and because of that you can't always do what others are doing, and then you take that as evidence that you are somehow less worthy. If it is undesirable but not in your ability to change or improve, why torture yourself with comparison? And I know it's easier said than done, but it's worth training your mind to remind yourself that it has no benefit to you and adds absolutely no quality to your life. And to then refocus your thoughts back on your path and your life and that which you can control and excel at. Okay, so don't compare yourself to others if it's completely outside of your control to change. Secondly, when you have different dreams and goals. So sometimes we think we want someone else's love because it looks so good and squishy and comfy and they seem so happy and at peace. And then we fall in love with the idea of having what they have. Now, instead of focusing on figuring out what is important to us and chasing that, we get stuck on someone else's dream and chase down a path that will eventually lead to unfulfillment yet again. Okay, so you have to really understand that that person is not happy because of the things they do, but they are happy because they chose to do what they love. And often we misread this and think that it's the thing that is making them happy and not the fact that they are doing something that is right for them. Makes sense? The point is, what we should focus on is finding what we love, and then we will create happiness in our own way, with our own dreams and our own goals. And I know just figuring it out can be very challenging, but rather spend your time on figuring that out before you waste any more time chasing down rabbit holes. Number three. When you have a different starting point. Okay, so as much as we all would love to think we are all equal and everything is possible and nothing is holding us back, and I know to a certain degree that is the truth, but we must also face and acknowledge that we all have different setups. And as an example, some can go to university immediately after school because they have the opportunity and the finances for it, and others just don't. And some know exactly what they want to study after school, and others still have to figure that out, and that can take some time. Some people have a family environment that teaches them certain skills from a very young age that they can use very effectively in life, while others have to discover those for themselves. And also remember, we all grow up with different views of the world, and those were mostly imparted by our parents or our early environment, and that shapes the way we think. And it can take us a very long time to even just recognize that we live by these thought patterns or thought systems. So first of all, we have to recognize them, and then only can we start the journey to overcome those patterns. And when that's done, that's when we can ultimately start to build what we want. So, you know, we often fall in this trap where we think that it's physical things like money or opportunities, but often, very often, it's more about how we view ourselves and how we view the world. And we have to acknowledge that and see that all of that plays a role in our starting point. And those different starting points will impact when we achieve certain outcomes. Again, you will serve yourself only by following your path and putting your energy into developing yourself and not wasting your time wishing that you were born in a different place or with a silver spoon. Now, what ties into that is to not compare yourself if what you are looking at does not align with your strengths. You have to know what is naturally easy for you, or at the very least, at the opposite front, does not go against your natural strengths. So, for example, if I compare myself to someone who can quickly and efficiently do 5 things at once, I will feel like crap. And if I try to be like them, I will either fail miserably or I will be successful and win a stomach ulcer in the process. But if I know my strength lies in zoning in and really focusing on one thing at a time, then I can structure my life accordingly and I will make progress a lot quicker in my own time. And it will just feel good because I'm not fighting my nature, but I'm instead flowing with it. Remember, there are many vehicles you can use to get to a destination, so use those that are readily available for you and to which you maybe already have a license. The fifth point is when comparison is demotivating or causing you resentment. And this is most obvious when we look at social media. I mean, I hear it way too often that people say, I feel like everyone has their shit together and has their lives on track. Or even if it's toward people we don't even know, we'll say things like, I saw this woman who struggled a lot more than I did, and she fixed it within 6 months. And look at me, 2 years later, and I'm still here. Okay, first of all, and I know this is obvious, but still, no one reminds themselves of this in the moment. None of your friends really have their shit together. They are just showing the parts they are most proud of, and these are snippets in time and often portray one part of their lives. You never know anyone's full story, okay? You don't know what keeps them up at night. You don't know what fears and insecurities they are facing. And honestly, if you can't be happy for the good things that they are showing and put it into the proper perspective for yourself, then stop looking at their profiles. You are only hurting yourself and probably hurting them as well. And secondly, to the second point, all these fast successes we see on social media are never quick and easy. Trust me, what they did in just 7 days was just the last sprint of a race they've been training for and running for years, and one that you know nothing about. So don't be fooled by someone's end results. It's basically never that easy. The point is, if it is not inspiring and motivating, then either change your attitude toward it so that it instead maybe becomes a benchmark to work toward, or if you can't do that, do yourself a favor and don't look at it at all. Alrighty, now let's get to the good part, when comparing yourself is actually beneficial. First of all, when you use it to gauge what is the average or the benchmark, okay? Now, this is very important for our growth because looking up and around now and again shows whether we are still on track. This can be highly beneficial as a driver if we use it in the right way. I mean, if you had nothing to compare yourself to, your growth may happen a lot slower than what is actually possible for you. You can imagine it like a magnet, right? So if you are swimming somewhere below what is considered the standard, this magnet will continue to draw you up. So you are continuously feeling this pull upward, and that facilitates continuous growth. So if there were no average or benchmark to hold yourself to, you would most likely just stay where you are because, first of all, you wouldn't even know what is possible for you in the first place, and you would have no reason to get up and move forward because, by nature, and I'm sure you know this, we love to choose the path of least resistance and would quickly feel justified in doing as little as possible if we didn't feel some kind of outside pull. And on a higher level, seeing what is possible for someone else can help you to break through your glass ceiling as well. I mean, you know that phenomenon that when a world record is broken after many years, all of a sudden a lot of people manage to achieve the previous record. Okay, so we need each other as a measure and a means to show us what can be done. And there's no denying that we grow with the growth of others, and for that to happen, we need to look up and see what others are doing and compare ourselves. A second benefit is to stay up to date. Okay, now I'm pretty old school at heart, and I would have been happy with staying in the pen and paper era, trust me. But the world evolves and moves on, and we have to see what is out there in order to efficiently flow with the times. So, if we stay stuck in our old ways too much, we are doing our talents and the world a disservice, and we are just making our lives unnecessarily difficult. If everyone around you uses tools that makes life easy and give them the space to work on what really moves the needle, and you are still insisting on working on your old ways, you are just inhibiting your progress, and there's no nobility in that. So, my friend, every once in a while we have to look up and see what is new and out there and what others are using to see how we can effectively integrate it into our lives too. Now, tying in with this is that comparison helps us to find and fill gaps. Okay, so if it's effortless for others, what am I missing? What mindset do I need? What skill is there to acquire? What is the difference between me and the person who already has what I want? And how can I bridge that gap? Or who do I need to become and what do I need to adjust in order to be able to achieve that? So when used right, that kind of comparison is extremely valuable and elevating. And that can also lead to benefit number four, which is finding a mentor. Now, this can be a direct mentor or an indirect mentor. Okay, so indirect would be that we use a person or maybe multiple people as a source of inspiration. So we follow them and seeing their greatness inspires us to work and find our own. And by the way, we love to hate social media and talk about all the demons we catch from it. But when we use it in this way, social media can be really beneficial. I mean, it can be so beautifully motivating, and it also gives us access to these people that we otherwise wouldn't have access to, and it allows us to learn from their content. And then it can also open the door for connecting with a direct mentor, for example, by literally asking them for guidance, or enrolling in a course with them, or joining a community that gives you direct access to their knowledge and skills. And lastly, and this is probably a little bit more philosophical, and I don't know whether everyone will agree with this, but comparing ourselves to others helps us to live within social norms. And I know this sounds boring and close-minded and maybe a little restricting, but let's face it, if we all go entirely on our own tangent, society will break apart and we will sit with a bigger problem. So, to a large degree, it is beneficial to the individual and the group to have a basic code that we can all adhere to make living together possible on this planet in the first place. And this is where comparison teaches us how to behave in a way that gives us access to the benefits of a group and also gives the group the benefits of our individual talents and presence. Okay, so bottom line. Comparison can either be your greatest resource or the thing that completely debilitates you, depending on your choice and attitude. Comparison should empower you, and it also should empower those around you, and never be used to harm yourself or others. I feel like I said a lot today. I don't know. But anyway, that's it from me for today. Thank you for coming here and hanging out with me. I really appreciate you. I appreciate how brave you are and your willingness to improve yourself and by extension to make the world a better place. Not an easy road, but such a worthy one. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening, and as usual, always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you in the next one.